An Iranian pastor appeals his death sentence. A new study shows holes in accountability in the church. And Christmas provides a foothold to outreach to refugees on Iraq's border. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A pastor in Iran is awaiting his fate. 32-year-old Yusuf Nardarkhani was convicted of apostasy in September and verbally sentenced to death. The written verdict was delivered a few weeks ago. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
his attorney has now formally appealed the verdict or asked for the verdict to be set aside. So now we wait and see what the appeals court will do with this case.
He would be the first Christian convicted of apostasy to be executed in 20 years. Nettleton says Christians are facing more persecution.
The Church of Jesus Christ is growing at an incredibly high rate, and Muslims in Iran are coming to follow Christ in huge numbers. That has really got the government running scared.
Nettleton's asking you to pray and go to prisoneralert.com.
You can go and write letters to Christians in prison. The website actually translates them, and it also provides ways for you to contact the government.
Next, as Christmas approaches, doors open. That's true for Vision Beyond Borders, who found a way to minister in Iran. They tell us there are Iranian families who are harassed. They're seeking refuge in camps on the Iraq border. Conditions in these settlements are extremely primitive. VBB's team wants to provide 100 families with heaters, blankets, food, and a copy of God's Word. There's a church partner already in place willing to do the distribution. You can be a part of this opportunity, too. Details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Is anyone holding you accountable? A recent Barner Group study shows that only 5% of U.S. Christians are held accountable to biblical standards by their churches. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's York Moore says these results match his findings.
I do think that there is a resistance to accountability, because accountability requires that I admit to myself that I need others.
But the lack of standards hurts both the church and outreach. The absence of accountability causes believers to forget they need the rest of the body. The way the college generation has been saturated with tolerance doesn't help. But InterVarsity's dedication to truth could keep them on track.
There are a number of different ways in which InterVarsity focuses on accountability and integrity as a part of our whole life discipleship emphasis as we disciple students.
The study shows a lack of accountability hurts evangelism by confusing non-believers. Pray this next generation will be willing to speak the truth in love and reverse the trend. Elsewhere, time's running out for a project funding deadline. Russian Ministries is set to print 80,000 children's picture New Testaments to go with their Christmas outreach. Shelley Cochran says,
we have a whole batch of ministry teams of young people prepared to go out to the places where the children live. But we still need $20,000 to complete the printing so that we have all of these copies of New Testaments to send out with our team.
There's an urgency because the window of opportunity for sharing the gospel could close at any time. They're hoping to reach 50,000 kids in this project. However, Russian Ministries has been training local next-generation leaders for the discipleship and service aspect.
We have ministry teams that are deployed in 65 cities, and so it's an ability to really blanket wide-open areas with thousands of children who delight in receiving their very own copy of the New Testament.
And some studies say as few as 800,000 people in Honduras have access to adequate health care. Cure International's been providing free medical care throughout the country for years as a result. The Cure Hospital, which opened last year, has already performed over 1,600 surgeries, sharing the gospel along the way. A $200,000 matching grant is now in effect, so you can help this blossoming hospital. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Vision Beyond Borders wants you to know about it through this incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.